Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robust, just periwig-pated fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 331 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by Mallory Avedon as we talk a little yoga. Or not talking about yoga, not talking about why we don't want to talk about... Anyway, we're going to be talking about her play, Oh Guru, 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 or Why I Don't Want to Go to Yoga Class with You. And we're going to get into that just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the gutter,
all play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but... that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Alright, so I'm joined by Mallory Avedon, playwright of Oh Guru, 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 or Why I Don't Want to Go to Yoga Class with You. So, welcome. How are you?
I'm well. My voice is a little tired, but other than that, I'm doing very well.
It's been a long experience. That's fine. So, there seems to be a lot of... How has this festival gone for you? Let's start there.
It's been amazing. Everyone here is so supportive. My play is quite strange, and I never really thought it would have a production. So not only for it to have a production, but for it to have a production on this scale, which is... bigger than any production I've had before, has been amazing, and the institution has been so supportive, and my collaborators have been so phenomenal. My director, designers, and actors, just such a rigorous and amazing collaboration. I really like Louisville. I've been here for the whole process, so I've actually been here 6 weeks. Wow. So all through rehearsals and then for the festival, because my show opened last. Mm. So it just ran right up into college days, and then I stayed. So I feel like I've gotten to know Louisville and Actors Theater, and I really just, you know, we all talk about wanting an artistic home, and I hope very much that this can be one for me, because I would, it's been a magical experience.
Cool. Yours especially seems to, how much of the yoga and Hinduness did you have to teach or have taught for your actors? I mean, it's not like coming and playing alcoholic where, you know, if you don't know that kind of stuff, how much of that was kind of readily available? And then how much did we have to go, okay, no, this is this. And I mean, cause not only do you tackle this, the topic, but the different styles of theater around the world with the shadow puppet and everything else. So how much of that, how challenging was that? I guess I'd start there.
It's certainly, so on any play, obviously, like, there's table work, there's research, there's discussion. You're figuring out new things, whether it's playing an alcoholic or whatever. And yes, that's like closer. We had a week-long workshop in New York before we came down here, that was mostly about table work and about starting to like talk about what these things were and introduce people to different things that might be foreign to them. And then again, once we got here, we did a lot more table work. I, through the pre-production process, had sent a lot of stuff to my director and dramaturg, and they had also been doing research on their own. Obviously, a dramaturg doing some research on her own, but a lot of it is difficult. A lot of the stuff about the ashram is unavailable to the public, but I have like some old magazines and stuff that I could share. And then also, once the actresses were cast, they all in different ways did their own research, knowing various, talking about the play and then finding out people they knew had been to the ashram, talking to them, or other experiences they've had with similar institutions, but different similar sorts of groups. And so it felt very much like everyone was investing so much in their own ways in figuring out how they could understand this. But there were some really different, you know, one of the women in the cast grew up in Manila in the Philippines and was raised very Catholic. And so there's some things about all religions that are the same, but then there's some things that just seem so very different. And I think that that challenge in different ways for everyone to be like, how do I embody this thing that is so different than the way that I was raised? And it was really interesting to watch that happen and watch them, you know, Gisella learned to play the harmonium and she's really good. And Kristen learned to play the drum and she's really good. Right. But they learned that just in this rehearsal process.
Wow.
We didn't, it wasn't like a special skill on their resume. I mean, they're both musicians, but like not those instruments.
Right, sure.
And learning the chants and all of these things. And then the shadow puppets, Lila, the director, has never really worked with puppets. One of the prop masters here, Jay, is the one who made them, and he has a lot of experience with puppets, but not shadow puppets specifically. So he went and did his own research and made those puppets. And then between him and Lila and other people coming in and watching, they just figured out how to make the shadow puppet show work. But we didn't have like a master puppeteer come and teach it. And that's something that I'm impressed with Lila about everything. She's amazing. But watching her figure out who to ask to figure out how to direct puppets and just figure out how to do it was incredible.
Yeah. And the entire scope of the play, I love, getting the people to sit on the floor and getting to do through the meditation and all that kind of stuff. Because I did a lot of, at one time, yoga in grad school for just body and that sort of thing for that. But we didn't have this necessarily the spiritual element of it, right? So the technique, when I was going, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember this all coming back to me. And you got me, you know, with the three bells, and all of a sudden we're in Hollywood land. And I thought that was reignited this sort of, what's going on here, you know? So, really impressed. I didn't even know Julia Roberts was the enlightened one. That was really great. So, that was really kind of, I loved how that all tied it in. And talking about, we talked a little bit about Nashville, the show, since I'm based in Nashville. And
And I'm obsessed with television.
And you're obsessed with television. But I did love so we've created this reality, then we break this reality, and we're somewhere else. And I love the, I can't remember her name, but the actress kind of snuck on to take a picture.
Yes,
with her.
Daphne.
I'm just like, yes, totally. I could totally see that happening, you know? So it was really kind of a long journey, but I guess kind of as things are, you know, very entertaining along the way, and how these characters and how the main character sort of, I guess, gets some sort of, if not acceptance of herself, she at least gets taco dinner, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, small gestures, right? I think we all get so overwhelmed by everything. Like, how do you ever make a step forward? Because everything becomes overwhelming, and it's really like, oh, maybe it's just talking to someone. Like, maybe it's just looking up from your phone and, like, having a conversation with someone. Maybe that's all. You know,
well, I stayed in a hotel. I'm walking back to the theater, and it was after our press conference kind of thing. And I guess technically it was before the show, But I had a sort of moment with one of the panhandlers came up and wanted a dollar. And I just got a whole full tea from this place. And well, I don't have a dollar. Because he wanted to buy a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you can have my tea. You know? And of course, he wanted water with an alcohol content, I think. But, you know, it was just one of those, just here, you know? And yeah, so small gestures are a really wonderful thing. How has this process for you as the writer, how have you grown through this process, do you think?
I mean, were you at the director panel that so there was a panel on Saturday that the directors talked on, and Les Waters was talking about what, in a way that he decides to direct plays to see what they'll do to him. And I've never thought about that with my own plays. And I was, obviously, I just write them. I'm not like, what will this do to me to write this? So the next day I was like, Les, when will you know what it's done to you? And he was like, give me a year. And then about Will's play that he's directing now. I was like, what has it done to you? How has it changed you? He was like, give me a year. And I feel like I'm so in the middle of this.
It's not this even still, complete yet.
Who knows? Excuse me, I have to cough. It has definitely, for me, I feel like the purpose of art for me is to feel less alone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all feel really alone. And something that's been really incredible about this play and doing it here is how many people have talked to me afterwards and said, my experience isn't the same as yours, but it's this thing. And like, thank you. And just the amount of people who come and like tell me the crazy things that they and their parents did when they were young.
Right.
I'm like, oh, and then one performance, there was a young girl. She's a sophomore in college, and she was home for the weekend because her grandfather was ill, so she was home in Louisville from college. And there was a panel or a talk back after the play that I was on. She raised her hand and was like, my mom took me to that ashram when I was a kid, and our mom was there with her. And so, of course, after the talk back was over, I went and talked to her. And she was just randomly in town for the weekend. They didn't know that the play was about the ashram that it's about. She just brought her mom. And, you know, as the play unfolded, they were like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? And I was talking to her afterwards, and I have this thing that, like, I think is funny to say, and now I've realized it's dumb, that, like, I write plays for, like, one specific person, and this is the only play I wrote for myself. But that's been misinterpreted. I just feel like when you think of audience too generally, it's really hard to, like, you can't write for quote-unquote audience. And so for me, I'm like, oh, I'll write a play for you.
Right.
And so for this, it was things that I needed to hear, sort of. But that I'm not alone in needing to hear those things. So in a way, in writing for myself, and at the panel, I had said this thing. So this young woman was like, I know you said you wrote it for yourself, but thank you. It makes me feel less alone. And just that, to hear that from someone, and then to hear it multiple times from other people who had a different, who are like, yeah, my parents raised me in a weird Christian commune. Like, you know, things that really aren't the same, but it is like my life wasn't normal in the way that like culture tells me my life should have been. I didn't grow up in the suburbs in a house that looked like everyone else's house with 2.5 kids and dogs and a white picket fence. And so many of us didn't grow up like that. Like, who
actually did, right?
No. And so just to really feel like, by, you know, people tell me that my writing is brave sometimes, and I don't even know what that means. Sometimes I just feel stupid. Uh-huh. But to like put something out into the world and get a response that is so kind from so many people, and also to feel like we can be in a real conversation about the kinds of things people don't talk about.
Right.
Like, you know, the amount of conversations I've gotten into about people's childhoods or God.
Right.
You know, actually, like, no, really, do you believe in God? Like, let's talk about this. These are the things we're not supposed to talk about, but let's talk about them. And it's been, in that way, amazing for me. Because this part of my life isn't something that I talked about for a really long time. Yeah. And so it's like, okay, I guess we're going to talk about it.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, absolutely. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, actors. Want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah. Use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
So I'd like to thank Mallory Avedon again for stopping by and talking about her play Oguru, or Why I Don't Want to Go to Yoga Class with you on this episode. And next week, we're going to finish up our coverage of the 37th Annual Humana Festival of New American Plays. And we're going to finish that with Will Eno's Gnit and a special guest appearance, a special welcome, I suppose, to our new artistic director, Les Waters. So all of that's next week. And if you got to, again, get your voice heard, if you have an opinion about yoga, I guess, or any of these plays you've seen at the Humana Festival of New American Plays, please let your voice be heard by calling 615-866-1282. So we'll finish up next week with Gnit, with Will Eno and Les Waters. So until next week, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.